Today is World Contraception Day, and it aims to shine a light on the estimated 200 million women in developing countries who want to avoid pregnancy but don't have access to the means to do so. This is mainly due to a lack of funds for family planning services. Health experts, and things could be getting worse. Until recently, the US provided nearly half of all international aid for family planning. But in January, the US President, Donald Trump, reinstated a policy which strips funding from organisations that provide support for or information about abortion. That's called the Mexico City policy. Donald Trump is now in battle with the Congress to wipe out all US aid funding for family planning. Chris Turner is Regional Director of the Murray Stopes International Australia Group, which provides family planning services in 37 countries. Chris Turner, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi, Fran, and happy World Contraception Day.
Thank you very much. Chris, your organisation works in 37 countries, including Myanmar, Cambodia, Vietnam. I talked there about this estimation of 200 million women in developing countries who don't have access to contraception. What barriers are there in these countries for a woman wanting to or needing to access contraception?
Yeah, there are a number of barriers. Certainly, it's the simple functionality of the health system is the key problem in most of those countries, and that can be simply the number of service providers, clinicians within the health system, their training. Their training may not have included training on family planning provision. There are usually commonly issues with supply chains, so a lack of access to the actual contraceptive devices themselves. General funding issues. There's a host of barriers for sure.
Are we mainly referring to access to the pill?
No, certainly not in the work of Murray Stopes, although the pill is obviously hugely important. In a lot of countries, the three-month hormonal injection is a very common method. In terms of our work, we promote training and access to longer-term contraceptives as well, so namely the IUD and something called the hormonal implant, which lasts for 3 to 5 years.
And is that in part because one of the problems in the developing world is getting access to getting your hands on the daily pill and getting clean drinking water even to take it is an issue? Is that part of the problem?
Yeah, absolutely. It's about having that regular access. If a woman is only able to get herself to a health clinic every 3 to 6 months, or that's the period in which the health clinic is open or is supplied, then ideally you're going to give her access to a longer term method.
It's been 8 months since Donald Trump reinstated the so-called Mexico City policy, which strips funding from organisations providing support for or information about abortion. How's that affected your organisation, Murray Stopes, and the work you've been doing on the ground in developing countries? Has it had a big effect?
As we predicted, it certainly has had a big effect. It was just a question of how quickly the funding was pulled from our various programs around the world.
How much have you lost?
Our budget was about $30 million for the year. In previous years, that might have been higher even. So we can sort of look forward over the four-year administration and we're getting into hundreds of millions of funding that's stripped from Murray Stopes.
And that doesn't stop there. Donald Trump also rolled back U.S. support for the UN Population Fund and now wants to cut all U.S. financing for family planning. How much money are we talking about here being taken out of sort of global family planning budgets? Do you know?
Yeah. So on the UNFPA issue, he's completely stripped U.S. core support to that important UN agency, and that's around $33 million U.S. per year in core funding that would have been provided there. And he's managed to do that successfully. In terms of his proposed 2018 budget, they've pulled $2.5 billion out of U.S. global health support. And the proportion of that that was reproductive health and family planning last year was about $600 million. So that's the figure you're mentioning. That $600 million is gone,
right,
from his proposed budget. Now, it goes through an appropriations process, but it's certainly a horrible signifier from the administration.
But there'll be an argument now in Congress whether to allow that to go through or to reinstate that. What's the effect of this? Chris. I mean, a lot of people don't believe in contraception. A lot of people do. But what's the impact in the developing world if this amount of money is taken out of family planning services? Can you give us a sense of that?
It's hard to know specifically when you're dealing on that scale, but it's devastating. As you mentioned, the U.S. supports about 50% of international donor funding to contraception. They fund large organizations such as ours, such as the International Planned Parenthood Federation, but then also, you know, dozens or hundreds of local organizations that work in reproductive health.
So what's the impact on women's lives, I suppose, I'm asking you to describe for us?
It would be huge. You'd be getting into the sort of the hundreds of millions of women who would be receiving reproductive health or family planning services via those funding streams. Some of those women, you know, might be able to find access in another way, to pay out of pocket. But in many cases, and I would say probably the majority of cases, these are services that would cease to exist.
You're listening to RN Breakfast at 17 minutes to 7. Our guest is Chris Turner from the Murray Stopes Australia organisation. Chris, when we spoke a few months ago, we were speaking about Australia's funding for family planning, and there had been cuts to Australia's aid budget, including the family planning budget for the developing world within that. But there's been some efforts by Australia to redress that recently, hasn't there?
Yes, that's true. So over the last 3 years, we've seen a decline. We've certainly seen a decline in the overall Australian aid budget, from about a peak of about 5.5 billion Australian per year down to about 3.9 or 3.8. And then the support to family planning kind of maps that that decline. So that's been a problem. That's been a big concern for organizations such as ours who watch the sector. But as you mentioned, there are some positive signs this year that maybe that we're going to see a bouncing back of that support. I do think it is a priority for Julie Bishop. Certainly the issue of gender is, and within that, it looks like they're putting a little bit of money back into family planning.
Well, a fair bit, $30 million, mm-hmm. That's a pretty strong indication that Australia will not be following the Trump line on family planning, isn't it?
Yeah, I would agree. It is an indication of that. That's $30 million over 4 years, that announcement, but that is new money. So that would see those figures, those annual figures rising again. They also put an additional, I think it's $3.5 million into the UN commodity supply, so that there's additional money for the UN there. They made an announcement of support to reproductive health in humanitarian situations to the IPPF earlier in the year, and that was another positive signifier. So yeah, there's some good indicators.
All right, Chris Turner. Well, on this World Contraception Day, thank you very much for joining us.
Great to speak with you, Fran. Thanks.
Chris Turner is the Executive Officer of Murray Stopes Australia and Regional Director of the Murray Stopes Pacific Asia team